Owawo's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. An intense manhunt continues in Germany and across much of Europe for the chief suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin. 12 people were killed and dozens injured when a driver plowed a large truck into a crowd of holiday shoppers. Authorities are searching for a 24-year-old Tunisian national. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack, but it's unclear if the suspect had been in touch with the terror group. Final evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for one day. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General says evacuations took place under less than ideal conditions.
Protection of civilians leaving these areas remains the biggest concern. The process for evacuation was traumatic, with crowding and vulnerable people waiting for hours and exposed to sub-zero temperatures.
The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a milestone in the nearly six-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey that also called for people to leave two villages that have been under rebel siege. Meantime, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution to set up a panel to investigate and gather evidence of possible war crimes in Syria. Mexican authorities have identified fewer than half of the victims of an explosion or multiple explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 people and injured scores of others near Mexico City. The forensic experts are using genetic analysis in an attempt to identify the burned remains. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish President